I think he's had a bit too much coffee. Again, here's Gruber.
You know, he sounds like my damn principal when he says, I think he's had too much coffee. Again. I was like, I'm in the principal's office. At any rate, I'm here happily, blissfully, contributing to climate change once again. Contributing to climate change, a meaningless phrase, says my next guest, Steve Gorham, Executive Director of the Climate Science Coalition of America. Steve, welcome to the conversation.
Hey, Steve. Great to join you again.
You know, so if I'm contributing to climate change, I'm saying something meaningless, which I do from time to time in the program. I'm okay with it. Well, what is this phrase? I mean, you hear it bantered about quite a bit.
Yeah, contributing to is kind of like linked to. It's weasel words.
Weasel words.
Weasel words.
I love that.
Yeah, the New York Times wrote an article about hockey in the desert and said it was terrible that they were playing National Hockey League down in Las Vegas and air conditioning and contributing to climate change.
Well, I've got a solution. Hold on, I've got a solution. I know how to balance that out.
Yeah.
And I'm here to help. I'm like a guy for the guy. Here's what we'll do. We'll get rid of all air conditioning in the New York Times building, and therefore in the desert they can play hockey and everybody wins. What do you think?
That would be great. Yeah. Hey, you know, last week we passed a Michigan anniversary.
Do tell.
82 years ago on July 13th, 1936, Michigan had their maximum high temperature of 112 degrees Fahrenheit.
Recorded in Flint, Michigan.
Actually, it was up by Grayling, according to National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But 82 years ago, and I don't know if you guys have ever gotten close to 112.
Well, you know, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure I want to see it. Here's the thing, and I say this all seriousness, which is going to be a little hard for me today. But in all seriousness, when I grew up, my mother used to complain this time of the year because she said she hated it when it was 95 and 95, and she simply meant when it was 95 degrees out with 95% humidity, which we seemed to have a lot when I was a kid. And guess what we didn't have? We didn't have air conditioning.
That's right.
You know, and so, trust me, what would the South be today? What would the Southern United States be without air conditioning? I mean, seriously. I mean, this time of the year when it's 100 degrees or 105 and the humidity is 95%, it's awful. Frankly,
well, yeah,
right?
modern. What we are doing is bending a climate that was terrible in the past with our modern devices and making it possible for people to live. Yet we have all these articles that are written. You know, we have a latest term out there is fake news, and the biggest repository of fake news today is the climate stories that come out. We had one just recently here. Climate change is making it harder for couples to conceive.
Yeah, really. I think video games are making it harder for couples to conceive, potentially, and a whole variety of other reasons. But how? Okay, let me put this as simple as possible. How the hell would climate change have anything to do with procreation?
I think it says they're driving up temperature and causing problems that way.
See, now I always thought when couples got heated up, that's when babies were made. You know, maybe I'm wrong, Stevie. But I always thought when you got all heated up, that's when things happen. Maybe I'm wrong.
Then you guys had a big storm in June up there, northern Michigan, and some university professors were putting out a headline that said, Michigan Upper Peninsula storm is now the new normal.
Yeah, it is. You know why? Because we've had storms like that forever, frankly.
That is the biggest form of modern superstition, to claim that a storm was caused by your neighbor. That's akin to what they did in the Middle Ages when they... When crops were failing and they had shorter growing seasons, they were claiming their neighbor was a witch. So that's what our professors do now. They say, oh, this storm is caused by your neighbor's SUV. Just remarkable.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned that 112-degree day back in the 1930s. And in fact, I've got a whole list of things here put together by Michigan State University of Extreme Weather Conditions in Michigan, pretty much all of which have not happened anytime recently. Yeah, you know, all of the high temperatures, biggest snowfall, coldest temperature, all of these extreme weather conditions of all sorts, right?
Yep.
None of them are particularly recent. Although I can say this: the 2013-2014 winter came in as the third coldest ever recorded in Michigan. So they failed to tell you. And this past winter, several places around the state set all-time snowfall records for amounts of snow. Places like Flint, Michigan, set all-time snowfall records this past winter, just the one that just concluded. But they But apparently heavy snowfall is also an indication of climate change.
Yeah, well, our weather is highly variable. Any weekend of the year, you can go around the world and find a storm or a drought or a flood or an event that happens maybe once every 500 years for that location. And we have these people running around and saying, gee, this has got to be due to something humans are doing. It really is a sad situation. It's a modern superstition, the biggest one we've got right now.
What happened to the hole in the ozone layer?
Yeah, well, you know, funny thing about that, we cut out those chlorofluorocarbons.
CFCs.
All across the world. We're producing 1% of what we were producing back in 1980, and that hole hasn't really closed up. It's
because
just about as big as it was 20 years ago, and they say, well, it'll take another 30 years to close that hole, but, you know, you got to kind of wonder.
Let me ask you about that. What about acid rain? I thought all the lakes in America were going to be dead by now from acid rain.
Well, you're right, and I just wrote an article about that. They were talking about this Kilauea volcano, which is putting out sulfur dioxide in Hawaii, which was running for a while. And they were warning about the evils of acid rain coming. And, you know, it's kind of funny, though. Regular rain is acidic. And they were saying something, if you get acid rain on your arm, wash it off right away. Except lemon juice is much more acidic, or orange juice is much more acidic than acid rain. So, you know, if you get orange juice on your arm, make sure you wash it off right away. That's how goofy this alarmist stuff is.
You are clearly contributing to climate change, Steve Gorham, because you're a denier. and I'd sit and talk to you more, but I have to go get ready for Y2K, all right? So that's what I have to go do next. All right?
Okay.
Greatly appreciated. Steve Gorham, Executive Director of the Climate Science Coalition of America. Steve, well done.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm contributing to global climate change disruption warming stuff. 25 after on the Steve Gorham Show.